Good morning, a Friday morning. That means Melissa Mangini. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
We're going to start with the Albany hotel market. And as I see from the headline, it remains far from recovery. Of course, this isn't only in Albany.
That's right. So locally, one obvious sign of this is the unfinished hotel that you can see when driving on 787 in Albany. Work suddenly stopped in early June on the $30 million Hyatt Place under construction at Quackenbush Square due to financial problems caused by the pandemic. It's unclear at this point when the project will resume. At least 12 contractors have filed mechanics liens in the Albany County Clerk's Office, claiming they're owed $2.3 million. Chief Operating Officer of the Syracuse-based Pioneer Companies, Melissa Zell, says the company is working to get financing in place to move forward as soon as possible. Occupancy rates have fallen drastically since mid-March, and countless events have been canceled. The average occupancy rate in June in Albany County was 29.6, a minor improvement over April and May, but still down 55% from a year ago. And in Saratoga County, they're faring a little bit better at 37.8%, but it's down 49% from last year. And with the lower occupancy, the construction pipeline of new hotels has also already slowed nationally and is expected to worsen, a downturn that will impact contractors who have been doing steady business over the 2 years thanks to a building boom that's been felt regionally as well.
Well, let's go there for a minute. The Albany region home builders say sales are strong and supplies, however, are straining to keep up. Now, we know that because of the pandemic that a lot of residents of places like New York City, they want to get away from the density of people, and they're gobbling up homes upstate.
Yeah, that's right. The summer is busy for home builders, but that pent-up demand because of the coronavirus shutdown, historically low mortgage interest rates, and a lean inventory of existing homes are fueling a surge in construction. The surge has also been seen at places like Curtis Lumber, the Boston-based chain of home improvement stores. The business had budgeted sales to increase 5 to 10% over last year's nearly $212 million, but the results of the past few months put the company on pace to double those projections. And the challenge now is keeping up with the demand because of supply chain bottlenecks due to factory shutdowns in the South and in Asia because of the pandemic. And prices are rising for shingles, roofing materials, and lumber, and there are longer delivery times for doors, windows, and other furnishings, frustrating many builders and homeowners. And according to the National Association of Home Builders, new home construction increased from 49,000 units in May to 105,000 units in June.
Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next Friday.
Thanks so much.